let's start with the government, and then we'll go to the shop. Gemara says two things. Talking about the prohibition of eating before davening. We're talking about shacharis. V'ayivar al zeh, a person that eats before shacharis, omru chazal, sh'alov omar akosuv, v'ausihi shlachta acharei gevecha. Omar akadosh baruch, what does it mean? Acharei gevecha means after your body. Now you showed that you took care of yourself, you're number one. Then kibbutz of malchus shemayim. In other words, what we see is shlachta. The verse says he threw me after acharega gevecha. First, you took care of your physical needs. After you got done, listen. In this world, you have five people awaiting to see you. So who do you let in first? And nobody necessarily in and of themselves has the schus kedima. Whatever. He didn't tell one person to come. Five people showed up in one shot. They marched him. Who do you take first? In every scene, you look over who is the most significant person, what it is. If it's a Rav or a Shuva. So if it's a major client, five clients coming. So there's one guy you do $2 million a year of business with, and the other three or four guys you do $5,000 a year of business with. So who do you keep waiting? The guy that you do $2 million a year of business with, you show him in first. But you have to treat him in accordance with his ranking, his significance. So I wake up in the morning. So there's the Rabbeinu Shalom, and there's me. Well, who's number one? So a person that says, "Well, the first thing I have to do in the morning, listen, I'm hungry. I didn't eat a whole night. You know, listen, the Rabbeinu Shalom will survive without my tefillah. They don't need my tefillah. So listen. So what's the problem? I'll eat first, and then I'll deal with the Rabbeinu Shalom. So I said, my statement is, who's number one? I'm number one. The Rabbeinu Shalom can wait." It's va'oisi hishlachta acharei gevecha. We're not talking about a person that's ill, different. That's a different issue. A person that's, you know.
Healthy person, if he drinks something hot, he could.
We're not talking about, we didn't go into what you can. We didn't say what you can. Look, if you eat what you're not supposed to eat, al pidin. So let's consider that you made yourself number one, and the Rabbeinu Shalom number two. That's what Rabbeinu Shalom says, the onisgar. You said, listen, you had to choose who to deal with first, me or you. So he said, listen, Rabbeinu Shalom, you know, and I'm important. So you'll just have to wait. That's one statement in Chazal. The Chazal went and began his smichu divrayim al posuk, and they associated this with the posuk. Means this posuk is not really talking about that, but Chazal saw an allusion, a remez dak in this posuk to this idea. Leisoichlu al adom. Leisoichlu koidem shitispalalu al dimchem. Don't eat before you mispalel for your health. Even if we're talking to take a small taste of food. Now, there's a different nuance. There's a nuance to the statement of Chazal and a nuance to the pasuk. The statement of the Gemara says La'achas she'ochal v'shosav v'nizgor, then kibul alav malchus shemayim. So what, when we talk about kibul alav malchus shemayim, what are we referring to? Shema, that's kabbalas of malchus shemayim. The second statement, koydem loyseichlu koydem shetispalalu adimchem, is a statement concerning tefillah. So there's a different implication for each one. So the Chofetz Chaim notes that according to the first reason, if I got up in the morning and I said Kriya Shema, I should be allowed to eat. But according to the second reason, I still can't eat because it's before davening. So practically speaking, though, what's the difference? If Acharei Kichlo Yisakol, I can't eat until after davening. So when I'm going to say Shema, especially in the morning, that you have to be have smichas gula l'tefillah, I'm certainly going to say Shema before I get to Shemot Esrei. So what's the significance of the first din altogether? You have to wait until after you daven. Daven, you're not going to daven until you say Kriya Shema. So Mamela, who needs the first din? First, the now would seem to be irrelevant. So the Chofetz Chaim says, there's a nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? Suppose, for example, that a person has to eat for medical reasons before davening. He has to eat. He can't wait till after davening to eat. So he has to eat before davening. Right? Yehoshua was a tzar of Henoch. There was a time in his life that he was not that healthy. He had his ups and downs in health throughout his life. But there was a time he was not healthy enough to wait until after Shachros to eat. So it was relevant Shabbos. In the weekdays it wasn't so. So he used to daven Shachros b'yechidus in his house. Then he ate. And then he came for Kriyas HaTorah in Musaf. So a person that has to eat before davening, that's a person we'll see soon. There are people that, if they daven b'yechidus, in other words, if they daven early, that's enough. There's another person who's that weak when he wakes up, that even if he davens at the first moment of his month, he still can't eat without davening. He's not able to. So the Chofetz Chaim says a person that has a heter to eat before davening, so that takes care of reason number two. But nevertheless, he should recite Kriya Shema before he eats, to be Mekayim, so the first reason still remains relevant. It's not superseded by the second one. It's true. For a normal person, he's going to daven. And before he davens, he's going to say Shema. So I don't need to know the fact that don't eat before you say Shema. Because once I say Shema, I'm not going to eat in between Shema. I'm not going to take out, say, emes and then take out a bagel and start eating in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema. So certainly I'm going to daven. So just tell me I have to daven. I'll say Kriya Shema and I'll say Gula and I'll say Shemone Esrei and then I'll eat. So the Chofetz Chaim says the first halacha remains relevant. A person is ill and he has a heter to eat before davening. So he can't, but Kriya Shema, listen, to take the 2-3 minutes of Kriya Shema, has enough kayach to do that. Can't take a half an hour to daven, but 2-3 minutes he can say Kriya Shema before he eats. So he says it's mechuyev to say Kriya Shema. So here we have two statements that. One is an inyan of Kvayit Shemayim. But the first thing I should address each day is the Rabbeinu Shalom, not me. That's the Rabbeinu Shalom is number one on the list. I'm number two. The second is that before a person worries about his olam hazeh, about eating to sustain himself, first he should ask the Rabbeinu Shalom to sustain him. If the Rabbeinu Shalom gives me the bracha to sustain me, then I can worry about sustaining myself. But without the bracha of the Rabbeinu Shalom to sustain me, I don't need to worry about sustaining myself. So therefore, is before you eat, you worried about it? The first thing you should do is do what's first and foremost. First and foremost is to get the Rabbeinu Shalom's consent. If the Rabbeinu Shalom consents, so now I have to do my part. But if I don't have the Rabbeinu Shalom's consent, Svet Magonish Talpin, it's not going to help me that I'm taking care of myself. To what avail? So that's the second one. You're busy eating. For what? First, ask the Rabbeinu Shalom to give you life. After you ask the Rabbeinu Shalom, then go take care of yourself. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to take care of ourselves, but let's put our priorities straight. First thing we need is Birchas Hashem. So those are the two reasons behind this halacha. Yeah.
And what happens when you're on a plane? In other words, you've slept your night's sleep. You have a few hours. And you wake up and it's before, let's say before Amud HaShachar.
So where there happens to be, there's a shita of the Zohar and the Arizal that you shouldn't eat at that time. If you wake up in the middle of the night, till after you daven. Wow. You know.
That's going to be a problem on the airplane because that's when they serve the meal.
Yes, so I'm just saying, you know, listen, I didn't say mitzaradin when we're noyeg that way, but Lamaisa, there is certainly such a shita. And it's significant. I think the Aruch HaShulchan writes that a person should only be make or really be welcome tzayrach, really if he needs to. Otherwise, it's a good idea to follow
that.
Do
that before Atonis.
So before Atonis, we usually can't do it. First of all, we have in mind, you know, to eat when we get up, and it's probably part of it. And it also would be a little bit too hard to do. You know, to start fasting the night before is a pretty difficult task. But there is such a sheet that, listen, you're right, that you're mechaven, that the area is up. You went to sleep, you got up, so first you must follow before the Rabbeinu Shalom.
Just saying brachas wouldn't be enough.
Whatever, we'll see. There's a sheet that's enough. They look like they did not go with that sheet.
Why can't, as we just said, say Kriya Shema?
So good.
And eat, and then daven.
Oh, good. So they said before you eat, you should worry about davening about for yourself.
But it's not the Zman Tfilah.
Good. Acharei Kli Sakol. Even though it's not the Zman, they still held you should turn to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That should be the first thing you do. Yeah.
Would that have any effect on, say, somebody who's staying up all night, Shavuos night, to learn, and they put out all kinds of...
No, that we're not dealing with, no. We're dealing with a person that went to sleep already, and now he woke up, and he's starting a new day. I don't think the Ari's all meant
to... So I stayed up all night, I'm allowed to...
Till dawn.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, now let's take a look at the parameters of the halacha. This is the background of the halacha. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Pei Tes Gimel, also Leilus Asik B'Tzrochov, a person cannot be involved in his affairs. O Leilech Laderech, or to start a journey, Achi is Palo Tfilas Shmona Esra. So we look lore that if, for example, the time that you have to go, so you're allowed to go. In other words, okay, we'll see. We're traveling, what you should do when you're traveling. Alelech l'derech. So you shouldn't go. And the Chofetz Chaim writes, we'll take a look, that's afilu kaidim mincho marva migi azmanam dimu kolay kaidim shachos. The chatchila, one should not travel before one davens. So there, in the morning, there's an inyan that I do first thing in the day after we attend to the Rabbeinu Shalom. But the second dinner probably is that when a person's traveling, he's just not in a good state to be able to daven. So he's better off davening before he starts to travel.
You're going to a person, it takes an hour and a half to get there. So, well, if you're going to Lakewood, it's closer to 1 hour.
Yeah, so at least you should certainly say, we'll see, certainly should say brachas before, that's for sure. Now, v'yesh mekilim la'ach shomru miktzas brochus koydam shomru baruch shomru. They say the brochus already. There are those that are mekel after the brochus in the morning. And the Ramah concludes on this with toiv lahachmor b'zeh. Okay, but this is an important. It says with toiv lahachmor. You know, toiv means, doesn't mean mandatory. Toiv means it's preferable.
This is talking about after los hashachar, no?
Yes.
My question is really before.
We'll get to that. We're not up to that yet, to your issue yet. We'll see about your issue when we get there. So, but there is a smach that v'toyv l'hachmer b'zeh. So it's only toyv. So we'll find, for example, there are times that we come to be meiko.
In terms of eating a whole meal.
No, we're not. We're talking about something that's being Isaac Petrocha. For example, we'll see. Petrocha Shabbos, for example, if you need to buy, we'll get there. Now, then the Shulchan Aruch continues. One should not eat and one should not drink before davening. Avol Mayim, or if they know what water means, Mutu Lishtois Kaidim Tvila. That one's a ladder drink before the avani. And then he writes, Bein b'choyla bein b'shabbos v'yontuf. So the chiddush in Shabbos and Yontuf is that until one daven shachris, that there's no din kiddush. So, meaning in the weekday, there's certainly no din kiddush when I get up in the morning, so I'm allowed to drink water. Shabbos, I might have thought there's a din of kiddush and I can't drink before kiddush. So kolzman I have in daven, there's no din kiddush. So I can drink water in the morning.
The same for women also?
Women are generally, if you want to know, it's like this. Strictly Mishur HaSadin, The answer is the same. Elamai, since for women with children, the whole davening is a chumrah. So die lahem, and they said the brochas, and after that they eat and they daven whenever they daven. You know, davening for them is easy, extra credit. So lidaiti, if they're not noyik to, in other words, if they're noyik to eat before davening during the weekdays, then on Shabbos they should make kiddush right away when they get up, if they want to eat.
But the Rav said there's no kiddush before Shachris.
That's because I'm not allowed to eat before Shachris. But if I'm potter from Shachris, so I'm allowed to eat.
But then why do women have to make kiddush?
That's the reason, because if we're to assume, why do they eat a whole week before they daven? Because the Chazon Ish is right. A married woman that has children is oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. So if she's oisik b'mitzvah, potter, so she's potter from Shachris. So she's potter from Shachris, so she's a mechuyev to make kiddush now. That's the cheshbon.
Is that only a woman with children?
It's only Baal, or...
You keep saying...
Yeah, it's women, for women with children. With a woman without children, good to Morgan. Avram tried to be Malamat Schus, but the Chazon Ish is the most cogent tether that there is. The Morgan Avram said that it didn't mean Tefillah Derai, it only meant Tefillah Deraisa, it didn't mean the Fondish one of Esrei, but that's, as I said, an attempt to be Miyash of the Minagoylam. But the Mishnah is one Mishnah which talks about Tefillah for women and Tefillah for men. It's not B'mash when the Mishnah is talking about different things.
Where is that Mishnah?
In Brochus. Somewhere
in Brochus.
Yeah, around Daf Chaf, Yutes, somewhere over there. Yes. Around, I don't know exactly. It should be at the bottom of Amud Aleph. So, the Chazon Ish's heter is really the most incisive heter. And a woman with young children is Oisik v'mitzvah, Potam Era Mitzvah. So, if she davens, what about the Chazon Ish, right? No, I shouldn't leave out the last part of the Chazon Ish. But he said, nevertheless, Noshim Tzidkona Yosha B'chol Dor found time to daven.
Found time to daven?
Yes.
In general, sometime during the day.
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't mean they davened after this man and whatever. Yeah. They davened. They made time to daven.
That's very true.
Is there a problem with after this man's filler for them?
I don't worry about it for them. For them, they're an extra credit.
So in other words, there's a month filler the whole day. So you can daven Shachris in the afternoon?
Whatever. In the afternoon, it's mincha. You can't, there's no such thing as Shachris in the afternoon. You know, if you eat matzah on sukkahs, you're eating in a sukkah. You know, you don't get to, you eat some matzah.
I guess Shachris is till noon, until midday.
Is Shachris till noon, or is it Chatzos?
Till Chatzos.
So it's long, because Mantvila is earlier.
I don't worry with this Mantvila with the ladies.
So it's Chatzos.
Yeah.
But the Eved, you could still daven after this Mantvila. It's not the same...
For a man, could still daven. I
mean, also.
So we didn't feel
the Mara.
Yeah,
man
could
daven.
Yeah. Richtiger one.
Of course, I'm
learning. Well, Baruch Hashem, I see.
At least I remembered something.
I see. V'chein acholim u'mashkim l'rufu amutar. A person's eating or drinking for medicinal purposes. And this is a very important din. That we're talking, the Baruch HaShulchan says, acholim u'mashkim l'rufu is not talking about that a person's mamish sick. Means a person needs whatever, he has something, he doesn't feel so well, and he has to, before davening, to eat something, you know, to feel better. You know, that's the reason. In other words, we're not dealing. A person that gets up early in the morning and he feels well, and he can't wait until after davening's over, so daven b'chitz. But let's say a person wakes up, he has a bit headache or something in the morning. It's a headache. It's not, listen, nothing is sick. He's not really sick, but he doesn't feel well. And he'll eat something or take a drink and whatever, he'll feel better, so he's allowed. That's not a violation of Hilchos Tefillah. That's the way Rosh Hashanah enters in the Cholim Mashkin, the Refuah. That means the person, it won't help. Whenever he wakes up in the morning, he feels whatever, or today he feels this way, he's not going to help to daven first, he doesn't feel well. It's not overwhelming, but he doesn't feel well. So that's the Cholim Mashkin, the Refuah's Mutter, according to Rosh Hashanah. Now, so one can't eat. Now, mayim mutter. So the Shulchan Aruch says water is mutter. Delo shayach b'hu daivu. That's not, you know, it's no big self-indulgence to drink water. You know, if, you know, a cup of wine, ein achanam, is a self-indulgence. You know, schnapps, a self-indulgence. It's kosher with things. Now, we'll go through a little bit what the Chofetz Chaim writes in. What does it write in? So he writes the following. And we'll see what comes out of the halacha l'maisa. V'dafka b'lo tzukor. The Chofetz Chaim wrote that one shouldn't put sugar into it. Avol im tzukor osu. V'kosher kein mashke sheichor. And certainly you shouldn't have a beer before davening. That's vaday osu. So that, you know, I think, is pretty understandable. Yeah. Not to have a beer before davening.
You might not be able to daven too well. But isn't there a hetter to put sugar in?
We'll get there. Let's wait. We're not there yet. That's what I told you. Let's hold the fire. The teva kafa and tea and coffee. Mutal ishtoisai koidim tefillah. That you're allowed to drink before daven. Kadesh yuchal chavan daitul is power. So you should have a clear head to daven. Over prat, and certainly, you know, he understood our society. He understood Starbucks. In the way they are hooked on coffee, in Misyashua Das built on, and you don't feel until you have the first cup of coffee in the day, the head doesn't function. So then certainly you're allowed to drink it before the davening. Now then he wrote, Becholze, Beloy Tzukur, Beloy Cholov. And this is without sugar and without milk. Ba'ilam Noigin Lohokul Lishtaisim Tzukur. The Minigoidim in his time was they drank with sugar. Be'evsha, the Kamanas Achonim, Chen Arbash, the Kosad Dim Tzukur, Ein Lucho Gaiva, Gedoyla Mizu. So he wrote Rakam Noisin a tzukur b'tocha te lematko, that if you put the sugar in, the zah also koydim abulim lokeach ma'at tzukur b'fiv, a little bit beizer shtia v'ul dizayn yochel lishtos a tei to make it drinkable. Ain zah b'chal gaib. Hayoytz b'derein adam v'nesin a tzukur b'tocha tei olechol ma'at minit targima beizer shtia, that you want to eat a little bit of cake with the tea. So you don't drink just at an empty stomach, the tea, or the coffee. Ain shum tzad het to lehokol koydim tefillah. There's no tzad, he says, to be meiko before davening. So now, that...
What about this sugar substitutes? Is that considered sugar?
We'll come to that in a minute. So what do we find? The Doyle Apoiskim of the latter part of the 20th century all held that you were allowed to drink with sugar. And we have even, and it came to milk, where Moshe held that you were allowed to drink with milk, and the Masham also, the first part of the 20th century. It's interesting, the Masham was a Galatiana. Mm-hmm. And Moshe was a Litvak from Russia, came from the Gross family. And Moshe was a descendant of the Gross brother. Yeah. So that he quotes here that the stipler and Rosh Shlomo Zalman said he could use sugar, but Marsham Shabitam Zemut the Gamkin Kafe Im Chalav. You're allowed to put milk into it because people don't drink it without milk. Baruch Hashulchan Kosev Shalom Noigin Het the Becholov. In Baruch Hashulchan also wrote you're allowed to use milk. Bnei Shalom Bor Rak Lahatim Esamayim. It's only to give a little, it's not to drink milk, it's to give a little flavor into the coffee. And he writes also, also that you're allowed to have milk bismaneno. So it's pretty much muskim bismaneno that the norm is to drink it with milk.
This is going on 100 years.
Yeah. That you're allowed to drink a coffee with the milk. Now we'll come back now. Now how about other drinks? What are you allowed to drink or not? So let's take a look at Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan has a little bit more here.
Aruch HaShulchan and Chavetz Chaim overlapped.
They overlapped, yeah.
But the Aruch HaShulchan came out before.
The Aruch HaShulchan started kind of was... The Aruch HaShulchan finished writing before the Chofetz Chaim. He saw the first two volumes. When he wrote, he went backwards, the Aruch HaShulchan. When he finished writing, he had seen the first two halakim of the Mishnah Berurah. I don't think Chelek Gimel, I'm not sure that he saw it. So now let's find it in end of Peites. So here Aruch HaShulchan writes, the Rambam's Shita was, he writes, also lit time, that one cannot even drink anything at all, nothing at all before davening. Mashma, the shum te'ima also, not allowed, nothing, not a coffee, not a tea, maybe not even water. Avorora was sin ola sphere like him. This is not the Shita most Rishonim. Bechina miniga posha lishta ismaim chamim eisiv shkar and tei, kaidim atfilo, v'abiroi moil and akiyas ki yadua, it helps for physical cleanliness. V'yesha osru lishta isma tzukar. There are those that said not to use sugar. Ve'ini yodeya tam. He says, I have no idea why. He says, da'otu shem achila yesh b'zeh. This is not eating. If you're talking to eat, then another eat b'davene. Ve'ini elo lahatim as chaming tzas. So why in the world should it be also? Ve'yesh tiro lishtay sim tzuka kishat tzuka b'fiv. If it's in his mouth, well, atila b'amayim v'lasas mayim as sukum also. And he quotes the Mishnah Berurah on this. Ain't a weaker, he says, I don't agree. It's not talach ol ma'isa. The world is obviously not knowing this way. Avolim cholov, nearly the osur, the cholov must be. So some say, nearly the osur, the cholov must be. Milk is a protein already. It fills a person up. It gives him energy. The second reason, when a shayach was a kodim, she's palo dimcha. So he says, well, Oilam noig in heter gam b'cholov. He says, the minhaga Oilam was to be makel even with milk. Why? The fish ain't a boil, lahatim hamayim. It's basically water, and you're giving a little bit of flavor into it with milk. You know, it's. Vigam kava mutu lishtois. Avagav the nearer the kava masbia, mikomokan kostu agdoilam the mutu. So what comes out from this? Milk be'etzem is muskam by everyone that you're not supposed to drink milk before the avon. So melach, milk you're not allowed to have before davening, and cocoa you can't have for that reason before davening, that's clear. Because cocoa you make with milk. Cocoa, the aside of cocoa is milk. However form it is, whether it's powdered milk or whatever, but cocoa is normally you make and have with milk. So to have a regular cocoa before davening, you certainly can't have. Now, the shaila is like this. Now, he has an interesting shaila. V'yesh l'stavim mutalishto is mei seltzen. A lemonade, in other words, because you drink seltzer or a lemonade, in other words, a lemon soda, apparently.
Seltzer is water.
Yeah.
But lemon.
Or a lemon, let's say, or a lemon flavored seltzer, or a lemon flavor, or a lemonade. Because you know, shows a little food. But you're not drinking it for food. It's not that you don't feel well in the morning and need a little bit of to drink something to get yourself going. The little four pshita shemut the kamoshi in his bar. Venerah shein chilek in stam mayim the mayim elu. He says I don't see any difference between this and stam bar. The shayla what remains but it's not spelled out is lamoshal you had to drink orange juice before davening. So nid melei that the minigolim is lahokel that you're allowed. And I think shamati I don't remember from whom many years ago that it's mutter. And I presume that the reason is because basically the Gemara says that may perish of a din of Zeya Ba'alma. It's not considered, it's not eating in any regard. It's just, it's a byproduct of the fruit. And Al-Pidin, we make a shahakal on it. As a din, Al-Pidin, it's not considered any more choshev than water. So I believe Nidmeli that the Minhag Olam is also to drink juice before davening.
That's,
I think so. You know. So what would be osur is wine, beer, milk, those are clearly osur. But the rest of the juices, I believe the minigolim is lawful. That's nidmeli.
All this come out because in America, we daven on Shabbat. I'm saying on Shabbos, we daven late. And even now, in present society, even during the week, there are late in the time of Mishnah Berurah, Aruch HaShulchan, they davened early. Weekday and Shabbos, so there wasn't that much time.
Listen, that's part of it. The second part of it is there are certain communities, for whatever reason, have been noyag lahokal in this din. As I say, it's hard to say that it stands up to the strict scrutiny of the halacha. They have some type of heter, I don't know what it is. But because of that, many others that live side by side with them, you know, learn from them. But, as I say, the Chofetz Chaim spells out in the Bar Halacha, it's based on a Shari Tshuva, as I mentioned, that a person that could daven early in the morning, be a chidus, and not have to eat before davening, should not eat before davening so that he'll be enabled to daven mitzibah. And that's what I remember, is Maisa Rav from the Rosh Hashanah Zatzal was noyed like that. That he did not eat before davening. He davened Shachris B'Yechidus and Shabbos. Then he ate a certain part of his life that he wasn't well. And then he used to come to the yeshiva for, as I mentioned before, for Kriyas HaTor and Musaf. Ayyaytzi Micholze. So, L'chayra, what can't you drink before davening? So we said wine, L'chayra, you can't drink an Eschashivas. A whiskey, a beer, you can't drink before davening. It's interesting, he didn't asser beer. In other words, the fact that he had to talk about beer is b'mashmah that made Paris his mutters. Beer is a chshivus, that's why he assered beer. Otherwise, he could have said that any juice. They also had made Paris. Why didn't the asser made Paris? You have to asser beer. We are called b'chaymer. If you can't drink orange juice, you certainly shouldn't be drinking a beer before davening. And beer is nishkan grois a chidish not to drink before davening. So Elamai, it's b'mashma that it's mutter, but so an alcoholic beverage you shouldn't have before, milk you're not allowed to have before davening. So the answer to the question of the shir is you can't drink a latte before davening. and don't say I'm not sympathetic. I was drinking lattes in Eretz Yisrael before they had such a thing as lattes in America. I discovered them in Eretz Yisrael.
Cafe
Hafuch, yeah. Before 40 years ago, before I knew what a latte was in America, I was drinking it.
But not before Shabbos.
Well, not before Shabbos, no.
Well, when the Rav says milk is also, what about somebody who mixes his coffee with milk?
So we just said a little bit of milk to put in your coffee, a little bit is mutter. That's what we quoted, Rosh Hashanah Zalman and Rabbi Yoshev and Rav Moshe and the Marsham and Aruch HaShulchan and all Paschal, that it's mutter. That's a pretty heavy list of matir. Halavai, all the things we do, we can line all up. We can be Simcha on all five.
Good shape.
Yeah, it will be a very good shape. And every Shaila, we could be have a psak, you know, a unified psak leheta of all five of those. We'll be in very good shape.
When does it come up? You have a coffee, black is good. You add some milk, still good. Maybe two sugars, still good. Add two more sugars.
I guess you should add what you normally need to be able to drink it.
At some point along that way, it's going to become us. Right?
Whatever, if you're adding more than you really need. In other words, their basic point is you need a little, some sugar to make it tolerable. You know, it's not too... you need some sugar to make it tolerable. You know, you're not out to make a super sweet drink out of it and have the best coffee that Starbucks can make. That's not the idea. The idea is, you know, it's funny. You see, where I came from was very strange. I don't know why it was like that, but in my family, tea, they drank with sugar, and coffee, they drank without sugar. It became a starbucks of the whole world, but that's the way we were doing. So, you know, I never had a tea. You know, once in a while, I play dabble, you know, with a little bit of sugar in the coffee. But normally, I just put a touch of milk when I would drink coffee, and that's it, and I never put sugar. So, but you know, some people that are used to it, they need a little bit of sugar, otherwise the bitterness of the coffee bothers them. So that's how much you should put in.
A diet coke every single as a lemon?
I think that's chlorinated water. That's no different, you know. It's flavored water, that's all. That's not different than the lemonade.
Would that be the same along with drinking before Havdalah? Could you drink a diet coke?
I don't know. There is a shor mashkim other than mine. I'm not sure. I have to investigate still. I have the shayla. I don't know the answer definitively. I don't do it because I'm not clear.
You can't drink your coffee as you normally. If you normally take it one way, you can't drink that same coffee.
I didn't say you can't. The difference is like this. You should drink it in a way that you can drink it. You know, if I You know, when I go to Starbucks and I have to make every, you know, the three teaspoons, a little a touch of vanilla and a touch of this, and make everything exactly, and a touch of cinnamon in it too, you know, that you don't do before Shachris. You know, the whole idea is a person needs, you know, as we know, and those people that are used to drinking coffee need a coffee to give them a jolt to get going. And a bitter coffee, they can't drink this. I mean, they don't drink a black coffee, most people. So you put a touch of milk into it, a little bit of sugar, that's fine. You know, but you don't have to soup it up, you know, to exactly perfect proportions for what you would want, you know, at 12 o'clock in the day done.
Scott.
It's really a heck of a...